I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it bonjour. Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards. And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
We wanted to say that when we speak about these dilemmas, when we speak about these topics, we're not necessarily focusing in on individual people. We're
it's
kind
like
of
the dilemma gives us the idea, and then we talk broadly about it in like a more general setting.
Yeah, we aren't medical professionals or counsellors.
We aren't medical professionals.
So, on an actual, genuine, serious note, you should always seek expert help if you feel like you need it, because we're just normal people like you. So,
like,
we can give our opinions, we can give our advice, but we're just advising like I would advise you or you would advise me.
Exactly.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hello everybody.
How's your Wednesdays going?
How's everyone's week been? Exciting week?
Has it been warm? Because it's been
rainy.
Well, the day we're recording this, it's been rainy for the past fucking 5 days.
So I hope we've had some sunshine.
I'm hoping for a bit of
sunshine. Lollipop.
What song is that?
Rainbows. What actual song is that? I never know.
Isn't it like Frank Sinatra?
Sunshine.
Oh. Is it? I could be completely wrong, but I feel like it's a classic like that.
It's like a classic like that, yeah.
Sinatra.
Sunshine.
I'm Frank.
Imagine making a song like that now in the charts.
I have sunshine.
Frank Sinatra is such
a classic.
Such a classic, yeah.
And actually, it reminds me of A Star Is Born.
Why?
Because her dad is like, someone once told me that I was as good as Frank Sinatra.
Oh, right. Oh, just that one line, that whole song reminds you of the film. That's quite impressive.
Right. I think it's quite a recurring thing in the film.
Also, Bradley Cooper's no longer with his wife. Is he going to get with Lady Gaga?
They were pictured.
I'm hoping so.
Right. The wife was pictured leaving the home with a suitcase. And then Bradley and Lady Gaga were pictured just like walking out like together.
No.
I'm not sure on the dates or the times or if this was the same day or what, but those were the pictures that were like side by side. So it's like she's out, she's in
to fall in love.
I think they're already in love, Sophia.
I think you can't fake that kind of stuff.
You cannot film the film
and not fall in love.
It was so passionate and so, you know, I watched it on the plane on the way back.
Oh, I would have cried.
I could not watch that on the plane. I knew what was coming. I was crying and I was crying.
The good points thinking this is going to come to an
honestly,
end.
I was
He's going to die.
Absolute state. And I had to switch it off 45 minutes in because I thought I can't get to the end when he was about to kill himself.
You had to turn off at the good points.
It was the part where, oh my God, this is when I had to turn it off because I was an emotional wreck. It was the part when she's like, okay, see you later at the show.
Oh,
and he's just lying on the bed and I was like, I can't do this.
You had to turn it off
I turned it off and I just sobbed for about 50 minutes. But then I put on
Happy Holidays. holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy travels. And then I pulled something funny and I was laughing 5 minutes later.
Yeah. But so well, that's great. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you turned those emotions
thank
around.
Thank you. It was hard.
Yeah.
And I was getting a few stares. I was next to a stranger.
I can imagine.
But I was literally, I could not do it. So, yeah.
Okay, let's maybe get into the episode
I
now we spoke about
film,
that.
But I don't. Do you know what I mean?
It's an amazing
like,
film.
If you are emotional.
But it's got a sad ending.
Yeah.
So I don't.
It's not a happy
you don't leave with like, wow, what an amazing, uplifting film.
Most love films end on a positive.
Yes.
It's like there's always the hardships
the turmoil,
in the middle.
The turmoil, the breakup.
But then it ends in happiness. You're like, thank fuck for that.
Yeah.
But this
I can
one
sleep
is
tonight.
The opposite. It almost starts out too good and just
goes downhill.
Goes downhill. But amazing film. It won Oscars and things. That's why it's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
But if love stories really affect you and just then
maybe stay away
I'm
from
warning
it.
You. Baby.
So should we start with our shout-outs?
Yes.
So the shout-out for this week goes to our good friend Sarah.
Sarah!
Let me get her actual username.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure... Okay, I'm mid a picture here. So,
now, we're
so
singing
can you find
her praises.
Her username?
We've only met her once, but she's fun. We but met her once for about 45 minutes.
Our good friend.
Our good friend,
no, but
Sarah.
She's one
amazing.
Of those people that you like. You communicate on Instagram.
Yes.
I've got a cough.
Oh.
I had a smoothie. It's getting
oh,
in my
is it,
throat.
Oh, is there bits in it?
Okay, so her username is Sarah J. Oh, Sarah Jo Holder. Never realised that. So it's
wow,
S-A-R-A-H.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Not
who knows
Sarah.
That joke?
Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah.
So imagine if we pronounce Sarah. It's a silent H.
It's a silent
but imagine
H.
If we... It's a silent... Sarah the silent H.
Sean.
Sean and Sean.
If anyone knows that joke, we can be friends.
But like, imagine if we
what
pronounce
the
Sarah
one?
With
it's
the H.
It's Jill and Gill.
It's Jill and Gill. Oh, it's Sarah, sir.
No, it's Stephen and Stepen.
Stephen and Stepen.
Right, her username is Sarah, so J-O and then
Sarah
Holder.
With a H.
H-O-L-D-E-R. And she's got beautiful pics.
Beautiful
she's a really nice
pics.
Girl. And we just love her. So we thought we would
her
show
picture,
her some love.
Pictures are always impeccable.
Always so pristine.
Pristine.
Yeah, very pristine.
A lot of effort goes into that.
Okay, let's get in. I feel like we've had a long intro here, but
I enjoyed that intro.
Okay, right. We're going to start off the episode. We're going to talk about Rebounds.
Rebounds.
So this girl is saying...
Isn't there a film called Rebound? There is.
There is, yeah.
I don't
the
think
Rebound.
I've seen it. The Rebound. Oh, we've seen that.
I don't know if I've seen that.
I think we must have. I can't remember. I think it might be quite old. I don't know what's in
it. I think
it,
it's
but
quite old.
That is definitely a film. Anyway.
So, I've recently started dating a guy who is the sweetest and most loveliest guy ever.
Mm.
We've been on a few dates and things are naturally progressing.
Ooh.
Wow. She's met his mum and some friends.
Whoa. Mum's quite serious,
well,
right?
Yeah, when you've met the parents... okay, the issue is that he recently came out of a 5-year relationship.
Right.
And he's only been single for around 4 months.
Right, okay.
I'm worried that I'm the rebound girl. Oh, also, the reason it ended was because the ex cheated on him. So it wasn't necessarily like he chose to end it. He got cheated on. So I'm worried that I'm the rebound girl, but he's giving me such mixed signals. Oh. I've confronted him about this, but he just wants to see how things go. Gosh, it sounds like we're on Love Island.
Oh
I'm worried that if I bring it up again, it will look like I'm desperate to be with him. What should I do?
Righty then. Right. So, issue. Right. Let's look at this negatively first.
Let's do the pessimistic side
he's
first.
He's been with a girl for 5 years. He probably thought he was going to marry her, right? 5 years is half a decade.
Yeah.
Is a decade 10 years?
A decade 10 years.
What's 100 years? Wow, that was a long silence. Sent. 1,000 years, we must know that.
No, 100.
Decade.
100.
Oh, yeah, 100.
A millennium.
Decade is millennium. No,
ooh.
We're the millennials.
Millennials.
Millennium. A millennium is 100 years, actually, I think.
Oh, do you know what? I don't
just
know.
Just Google it quick, because before
Google
we get
it.
On with this.
Millennium.
Millipede.
Millennium. Right, 1,000 years.
Right, okay.
Is a millennium.
So what's
100 years?
We actually got B at history. I feel like this is quite historical.
I got an A in history.
Right, so we're actually quite historical.
How long is 100 years?
Okay.
I'm not getting an answer for that.
Right,
I don't know if we've got a phrase
we're gonna
for that.
We're going to have to get the people to send that in then because, okay, so he's been with this girl for 5 years. He probably loves her a lot and he probably thought he was going to marry her.
Yeah.
She cheated on him. Ouch.
out.
That means, yes, he's probably realised, okay, she's not the one for me, it's meant to be. However, he still defo loves her. Because
you almost kind of question if she hadn't cheated on him, they'd probably still be together.
Exactly.
It's not like he's chosen to end
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Which is a fine. Like, everyone, you know, that's not the issue. But I guess in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, are you moved on? I think it's just going to take him longer to move on than it otherwise would have.
And the thing is, in his mind, it's probably like, look, I don't want to get back with my ex because she did this to me and it's not going to work.
Yes.
He knows it's not going to work. However... Yeah. You can't help but think, oh, but if she didn't do that, he would still be with her.
But she has done that.
But she has.
They aren't together. But are you the rebound? Possibly. You might be.
4 months after a 5 year is not long.
No, it's not long. What do they say? They do say, this could be a load of rubbish, but they do say that it takes you half of the amount of time. So say if you were with someone for 6 months, it takes you 3 months to get over it.
So it's going
to
take him two and a half years,
maybe.
So
maybe not.
What I'd say is give it 2.5 years.
But I can imagine, right? Let's be like...
But from his point of view, he needs to move on.
Yeah, but also...
He clearly wants to find something, I feel like.
I think chances are, if you've been with someone for 5 years and now you're not with them anymore, he's thinking, wow, I waste a lot of time with her. I want to go and have fun. I want to go and be that young guy that I didn't have. Like, I've missed out on 5 years of going crazy. Like, I'm going
to
do it now.
Just going to do that to you.
And chances are that might be what he want to do.
But then also, he's taken her on a few dates. You've met his mum. It doesn't seem like you've...
But him saying, let's just see how things go, that to me is like... But to be honest, I can't blame him because if he just got out of a 5-year relationship, he is not going to... I cannot imagine that he would want to jump in to another
relationship.
Serious relationship. I imagine he wants
who
to
would?
Date and see what's out there and see, you know, times have changed since he was last on the dating scene. It's been
like
a few years.
The next time he wants to settle down...
That's going
to
be his wife.
That's going to be his wife. And that's probably his mentality right now. So he's thinking... Yeah, I like you, Sarah.
Yeah.
You know, you're really lovely. But right now, it's, you know, it's like if someone got divorced.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to settle down straight away. They're just got, like, the next time they settle down, it's going to be the real, real, real deal.
Yeah.
And you could be the real, real, real deal for him, but... You know?
So I think rebounds as a whole are difficult. Rebounds definitely exist. They're definitely 100%. A thing. You know what people say? It's like, best way to get over someone is to get under someone.
I know, but
I hate that saying.
So,
I think it's gross.
I think sometimes it could make you more upset.
Yeah, I think it works
Because it'll realise what
ways.
You're missing. Like, if you're really yearning for your ex or, you know, whatever, and you sleep with someone who's just not, who's just literally disgusting.
Yeah, it's going to make you miss your ex
or,
more.
So say he's a good-looking guy or a good-looking girl, you know, you'll just pick them up quick. You know, it's not got that love there, and you're just going to, after, you're just going to feel shitter.
So how do you think you can avoid being the rebound girl?
I mean, I don't. Look, you just got to go in there with your walls up, cautious, and ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Like,
and also,
you just need
to
ask him.
Don't be stupid. Like, if you are dating someone and they're like, yeah, I broke up with my girlfriend last week, it's like, hang on a sec.
Then just be like, okay, what are your intentions?
It's not chemistry.
No.
It's not A-level, GC, or whatever chemistry.
No.
This is so simple.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's coming to you and said, yeah, I broke up with my girlfriend last night,
then just
chances are you're a rebound.
Yeah. But also, like, if you are starting to get some feelings or whatever, you need to ask, just like, what are your intentions? Like, do you see, like, do you think you're going to want a girlfriend and me if that's what you want? Or am I just here for your pleasure?
But chances are he's not going to say, I'm seeing you as a rebound.
Well,
he's going to say what this guy's saying. I'm going to see, let's see how things go. Let's not label, let's take it slow.
That answer, that's the worst answer.
Yeah.
Oh, let's just see. No, because she's going to fall in love with you.
And you're
not. Then you're just going to walk away.
Mm.
So... It's a tricky one, but yeah. What would you say? I mean,
in terms of this girl, I think just like we said, you've got to keep your walls up because I think
keep your distance.
He is going to want to date a few guys, not guys, date a few girls, see who's out there
before
he settles down again.
Yeah.
So I think I would keep your walls up a bit and not fall too quickly because.
But let's think about this. Reese and Tammy. So Tammy broke up with Reese. you know, Reese would have been heartbroken. Let's say within 5 months, I think he was with London.
Yeah, true.
And they have been together for a year. Must be longer.
I'd say, yeah, about then.
Well,
yeah.
So, look, Reese jumped straight back. All right, we don't know what Reese did in between. He probably did sleep with a few girls.
That's what I'm saying.
But to be relatively quickly, he got into another relationship.
He did.
He's happy and it's works and they seem in love. So it's not out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Because let's say this guy, he has already had 4 months to, you know, sleep around and do what he wants.
True.
You know?
True.
So maybe he does want to see how things go.
True. So, I would just keep your walls up.
Just in case. Just stay aware. Stay woke.
Stay alert.
What does woke mean? It's like, woke, oh, like, I'm so woke.
I'm woke. Like, I can see everything really clearly. Like, I'm woke. Like, I'm not going to see any bullshit.
He's so woke. Don't let them get the best of you.
So, kind of moving on from being, you know, keeping your walls up, this girl is saying that she's getting too attached.
Right.
So, me and my boyfriend have been dating for 3 months now. He's so lovely and everything's great.
Oh, lovely.
However,
and fresh.
I can feel myself getting too attached.
Right.
Things are still fresh, so I understand that we're still in this puppy love stage, but I can feel myself falling too deep too soon. I'm always thinking about him, and we see each other every day. And it's getting to the point where I feel like I'm being obsessive. I don't know how to stop these continuous thoughts about him.
Right, okay, let's think. You're seeing each other every day, but he's also wanting to see you every day.
True.
Right? So I think don't be too scared about falling in love. Like you're saying, I'm falling so hard so quick.
Yeah.
But maybe he is as well.
Maybe he is as well.
I mean, let's hope he is as well. So it's like, okay, we've both found this crazy love.
Yeah.
But also maybe take it a bit slower, like it has only been 3 months.
I mean, my advice, and this is actually kind of what I did at the beginning of my relationship, and what when other friends have come to me and be like, oh, I like this guy, I'm like, do this. And maybe it's a bit pessimistic, but I would always say, like, if you're just getting to know someone and you're like in like the early stages of dating, like almost be like pessimistic. Like I remember
when I first started
dating my boyfriend. I mean, it's been like 3 years now, but in the beginning, I was really under the impression that it wasn't going to last very long.
Yes.
That it was, like, I just turned 18. I thought this is literally going to last for like 3 months, maybe just last for the summer. That's what I genuinely thought. And I remember having a conversation with my friend and I was saying, like, I'm going to keep my walls up here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to get too invested because I don't think it's going to last.
Yeah.
I can just see this not, you know, being a long-term thing. So I remember for like the first sort of, I want to say 6 months, to be honest.
Yeah.
I remember I kept checking in with myself and being like, don't get too attached. Mm, like, don't get too ahead of yourself here. Like, I remember really trying not to get attached,
like,
and really trying to keep my walls up. Yeah.
And then,
not being like too reliant. And then
you'll be pleasantly surprised when
I remember after that sort of the 6 months, I was like, oh, actually, I'm still here in this relationship. It's still going. Now we're talking about, you know, making like plans. Let's go on holiday. Let's do this. And that's when I sort of realized that, oh, this actually is going to last. You know, it's not just going to end after the summer or whatever. And that's when I was like, oh, okay, now I'm actually going to go for it. And I think that's an important thing. Because I think in the early stages, like, you just don't know what way it's going to go. Like, when you're just dating someone, they could just ghost you.
And
or they could just turn around and find someone else.
They could be saying all the right things, but you don't know them well enough to know if it's the truth.
Exactly.
Or if they do this every few months to different girls.
Exactly.
Or they're actually being legit and their feelings are being honest and they're, you know, they're speaking their truth to you. You don't know.
I know. Someone that I know, I'll just tell Chintzia off the podcast.
Oh, right.
Whenever I see her, she always seems to be heartbroken because she
had that boyfriend.
Yeah.
Did they move in?
No. She's had like a lot. Like, whenever I see her, it's like, we're seeing this guy. Everything was going really well for like 2 months. And
I
then
could
boom.
Not be single again.
And I was like, what? Like, what's happened?
Because I remember when we last saw her, she's like, yeah, my boyfriend.
No,
like,
that's totally good.
But that was ages ago. Yeah. So I'm
so
saying
many
she,
things. So that's what. So I remember saying to her, like, you need to keep your walls up and you need to get pessimistic. Like, think like this is going to be a short term thing. Because then if it's not, you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Like I was like, oh my God, this
but
is amazing.
If it is, you were prepared.
If it
do you know what I mean?
You've not, like, you let your, given everything to this boy. You've not, like, become so reliant on him and become so obsessed
and
with him.
And then the loss isn't as great as, like, you know, it would have been if you'd have fallen headfirst and you were absolutely obsessed and completely, you know, in it.
Because these boys out here, we don't know what they're doing. But we don't know what they're thinking.
When you first meet them, you know, they, you know, it's like Love Island. Tommy.
Yeah.
He said to Lucy, honestly, my
if
head's
Beyonce
not going to be turned.
In and Rihanna walked
if
in.
If Rihanna walked in right now, my head would be. He said that to Lucy. Then
the
Molly
next
came
day.
In saying to Molly, I know what I want. You know what? You're the most gorgeous girl I've ever seen. You know, I'm going to treat you like a princess. Blah, blah, blah.
The next girl comes
fucking
in.
Maura has walked in. Now, when this goes up, things are probably all switched up.
All switched up.
But right now, Maura's just walked in and is like, oh, yeah, I want you gift wrapped.
I'm open. I want you gift wrapped.
Made me want to be sick when she was like, you want a piece of me? What did she say? You want a bit of me? And he's like, gift wrapped.
Gift
That is so cringe. You've just met that person.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you, when you meet someone
you can't
new,
believe,
you have no idea.
Exactly. Because think, Lucy could have fallen for Tommy and thought, oh my God, this guy wants me. I'm just going to fall in deep.
Yeah.
You know? And then next day, boom, I'm over you.
Yeah,
you know?
Literally.
So you've just got to be careful. And yeah, they could be like really into you and be telling the truth.
You've got to keep, you've got to think about yourself. And be like, look, worst case scenario.
Protect your feelings.
Literally, protect your feelings.
And you can do that. It's all mental.
Yeah, it is all mental.
It is all mental.
It's a choice. You know, you choose to keep your walls up. It's not like, oh, I couldn't help myself. You can.
Until you can fully trust that person, you've got to fully trust them.
Yeah.
And they'll know that you've got walls. And I hope they would want to break them down.
Exactly.
I think it's quite good when you're like, well, I'm not going to let myself fully go.
Yeah.
You know, and they're aware of that. And then they've got to work harder or prove themselves all they can leave.
Yeah.
You know, they have that choice. It's like you get the full of me, you know, and my walls will come down and we can be in this beautiful committed relationship.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm going to stay guarded and you can move on or, you know, whatever. So, yeah.
That would be our advice on that one. Okay, next we have a dilemma about rough patches.
Right.
So
we're
going to talk about rough patches and kind of what we think about them. So this girl's been with her boyfriend.
Okay, this is good.
This girl's been with her boyfriend for 3.5 years, right?
Amazing.
And lately we've been going through a rough patch.
Okay.
He's a lovely guy and I do love him loads, but we aren't very intimate with each other right now.
Right.
I do love him. Can't imagine life without him, but I'm just worried that that's because we've been together for so long and not because I'm actually in love with him.
So is she saying the rough patch is purely intimate? About their intimacy.
No, I think that was just an additional
comment. Just in general,
comment.
Okay, okay.
Do I keep trying or do I end things and hope he understands and wants to stay friends? I've spoken to him a couple of times about it and he understands and treats me so nicely, but only for a few weeks. And then it falls back into the same kind of rough patch routine.
Right. Did you see Chloe Zepp's new video?
No.
So she's been with Mitch for 4 years since she was 16 and she's now 20, right? And they live together. I think they've lived together for a few years.
Yeah.
Like I think they moved in like straight away like at 18 and they revealed all that. It was really brave of them to reveal all this. It was like this whole video and saying how they've been going for a rough patch and how things weren't good. And they broke up for a month or something like this.
Oh.
And she went to America. I was like, I just need to go find myself. Like they were stepping on each other's toes and they didn't have separate lives because they lived together. And so they broke up. She went to LA and had a great time on her own and found herself. They didn't talk at all for like, I can't remember how long it was, but for a while.
Mm.
And then after that space, they came back together, talked through it. They decided, okay, you know, we're going to stay together. We're going to work through it, but we're not going to live together anymore because they're still only 20. I think he's 22 and she's 20.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've lived together. They said we were like an old married couple and nothing was exciting them anymore.
Yes.
And they were just like stagnant.
Yeah.
And they felt really bored.
Yes.
So now they're living separately. They've been to see a couple counsellor and their relationship is
back up
and better than ever. And they're like excited to see each other again.
Because they're not consumed. Like, exactly. God, it's you again. It's you again. Like, they're and probably they maybe thinking, have, I'm 20. I should have a really exactly. fun, exciting.
Yeah. And they have nights off. And he's living with, like, friends. And Chloe yes. gets to have her friends around. And it's just separate. But their relationship has come out the better end.
Yeah.
So I think rough patches are normal. And they can make you realise something needs to change. And then it's better.
Me too. And so I think,
don't
like,
break up with him. No. think you need to talk about it.
And I think, like, every type of whether that's a relationship with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your best friend, your family, yeah. like anyone, I think all relationships have rough patches.
Yeah.
Like, everyone goes through, like, ups and downs within any type of relationship, whether it's yeah. platonic, romantic, yeah. whatever. So I don't think you should be like, oh, a rough patch, this is a bad sign.
Because the thing
red
is,
flag.
You've been with him for 3.5 years. You love each other.
Yes.
That in itself is enough to, like, work through it and sort it out.
I know.
Like, there's nothing really, unless it was, like, big cheating things or,
yes.
you know, big things that can't really be worked through. It might just be like, you need to switch things up. You need to do more things like this. Or
yeah, make more of an effort.
Or, you know, he needs to be more loving to you, or you need to be more loving to him. Like, you need to show him more of this, or he needs to show you more of that. Sometimes yeah. it's just miscommunication. Like, yes, in your head, you're like, oh, I love you. I'm going to be with you for a long time. And,
yes.
you know, I don't need to, you know, give you all of this because you know I love you. But sometimes
you need to say it and
you need
show
to
it
say
as well.
It and there's miscommunication there, and that one person in the relationship can start to think something, and then someone's thinking something else, and then that's why you're being a bit icky with each
yeah.
other, you know?
And I think also it's a choice from both of you whether
yes.
I think rough patches can be worked through quite easily
yeah.
if you both want to work
exactly.
through it.
Exactly, because like Chloe and Mitch, they came back together and they were like, look, we need to sort this out.
Yeah, they both
because they
wanted
were both willing.
To. Yeah.
But if Mitch was like, no, fuck you, I'm not doing it. Oh, God, imagine. Oh, that's yeah. not very nice. But then it wouldn't have worked. But it's like, it takes hard work. Relationships are hard.
They
you know,
are.
You're not going to be like, la, 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 la.
Every
la,
day.
La, la, every day.
Like, no, it's not going to happen.
You're going to get pissed off. You're going to get angry at each other.
Yeah.
You're going to have disagreements. But then, you know, it's not like, oh, shit, that's the end. It's the end.
Yeah, it's about you both making that choice. Like, yeah. well, we do want to be together. So what are we going to do to get back to yeah. our best, you know, couple self?
Oh, my God,
it's not
that Chandler episode. Who was the girl who was Joey's girlfriend first and then became Chandler's girlfriend? That pretty girl.
I don't know what
she
you're
broke up with
about.
Joey, and then she she kissed Chandler when she was with Joey.
yes, her dark hair.
Yeah.
Short dark
anyway,
hair.
Anyway, when Chandler and her got together, they had their first argument or something, and Chandler was like, oh my God, it's the end, like she's going to break up with me.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not the end. Like,
it's
not the end at all. If anything, it's good because you learn from it and then you grow.
And that's
you know?
What I think is almost can be good about rough patches, because if you both come out of it the other side,
you can come out better.
It makes you, I think it makes you more appreciative and more, I just think you have more of like, I don't know what it is.
An appreciation for the relationship.
Yeah, because it's like, look,
and it being good.
We've been through a hard time, but we still want to be together. I think it really shows something if you
work
go
together.
Through rough patches and you come out of
come
them
out.
Together
then
still.
Think how strong that is, and it shows just how committed you are to
yeah.
each other. And it will make you realise, you know, how much the other person loves you. Because you're
yes.
like, oh shit, you just put all that effort in to help this. That means you actually do really care about me.
But on the same...
Instead of just throwing it all in, it's
yeah.
like, oh, you know,
in
blah,
the
blah, blah.
In the same breath.
In the same breath.
If you're going... I think rough patches should be few and far between.
Yeah. It shouldn't be every month.
I don't think you should be...
No.
I mean...
If you're going for a big rough patch, I feel like that's like the 2 year... You know, it's like, oh my... All right, we've been 2 years and it's getting a bit rough here.
Yeah.
But then you push through.
It's like when you get married, the 7 year itch.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
But like, you don't get a divorce.
Yeah.
You sort, I mean, unless there's big issues.
But like, yeah, rough patches, they should be patches, not like a constant, like, this is how my relationship
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it should be.
So I think like the girl in the email, 3.5 years, this is your first rough patch.
Yes.
That's fine. Get through it. It's not like you've been with him for a month. We're having a really bad time right now.
Really rough
that
patch.
That is a bad sign.
Yeah. That's a red flag.
That's a red flag to me.
Yes.
But totally workable. You just got to talk through it. Boom, boom.
If you both want to,
then you
both,
will.
Yeah. 100%.
You just have to be open and honest. It's all about communication.
Communicate.
Because he can't read your brain and you can't read his mind.
Exactly.
You know, you can't sit there and be like, what is he thinking? What is he thinking? What does he want to do?
Yeah.
You have to talk about
it. You have to express it.
Unless you're a medium or a psychic. I mean,
talking about psychics yesterday.
Difficult. I mean, they can't really read your brain. I actually went to go watch X-Men. It was actually really good. You know how I was a bit reluctant?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Oh.
It was actually fantastic.
Okay.
Like this thriller. And I was like, wow.
I used to go to those as a child. Amazing. Like all the superhero films.
You would like it.
I think I would like it. I've seen most of the others.
It was the humans with powers.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. And they could read minds. It was like, why are you thinking that?
It was
like, why are you doubting that? I wasn't. But it's like, yes, you was, because I was reading your mind.
I like that.
Imagine. Okay. That's dangerous if you could read people's minds.
No, I don't like that.
It would drive you.
But psychics are interesting.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey girls, me and my boyfriend have been seeing each other for nearly 3 years. It's the summer now and we've just done our first year of long distance because we're at different unis. I'm in Galway and he's about 4/5.
Galway girl. Is that place?
It must be an island.
Nah.
Wow, you're the Galway girl because you're in Galway. Bet that's like a running theme at your
I bet all the girls love that.
Yeah, I bet all the like outsider boys are like, oh my God, are you my Galway girl? So they're 5 hours apart on the train.
Wow.
So that's a lot, actually.
I despise the train.
Me too. I can barely
really
do it for an hour and a half, let alone 5 hours. It was hard at the beginning, but we see each other most weekends, so it's actually going grand. Oh my gosh, from
grand.
It's going grand over here.
It's going grand.
It's really grand. But when I'm going out and in nightclubs, I do want to kiss other boys. Right, this is the issue. I do want to kiss other boys, but nothing else.
Nothing else. Right, okay.
I'm going to do this all in Irish accent.
She can't do an Irish accent.
I don't know if I just miss his company in nightclubs and stuff. I do love him, and you probably think I don't, but this is the boy I want to marry. It's just hard seeing all my friends going and getting with others as they're all single. I don't know what to do because I don't want to sleep with any of them or anything. As me and my boyfriend were each other's first, so that's beautiful. I usually end up talking to a boy because otherwise I'm just left third wheeling one of my friends.
Right.
I don't know what to do. Please help. Love you. Love you too.
Right,
okay, so. Okay, I don't think you want to cheat on him.
Me neither.
I think you're purely just missing your boyfriend.
I think it's circumstance.
You're in a big group of gals. They're all getting with guys.
Yeah.
And you're just left on your own. And you're thinking, God, I want to kiss someone. And that's normal.
I think if all your girlfriends were like, girls night, like girls together and not going off and getting with boys, you wouldn't have that desire. It's because, like, you're feeling a bit awkward. Like, it's a bit awkward. Like, you're still alone
in a
club.
Very uncomfortable.
And all your friends are off with boys. It's like, well, do I leave? I don't want to leave. Like, I'm just kind of stood here by myself. Like, so you just, I get why you think, well, I might as well go talk to someone. Why not?
And I get why you think, oh, I just want to kiss someone, but you want to kiss your boyfriend. You don't want to kiss a weird stranger with ugly breath and drunk and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You want your boyfriend. He's just not there.
That's just a sign of you missing him.
Yes.
You sound like you have very innocent intentions. It doesn't 100%. Sound like.
You're not like, I want to go crazy with all these boys.
Yeah. Because I think if your boyfriend was in that club, you would have no desire to kiss anyone else.
You'd be hanging off him.
You'd be hanging off your boyfriend.
So
it's just that he's far away.
Do not kiss another boy. I know you won't.
No, don't.
But just look, hold out. It's the summer now. You're going to get to be together for a bit more, right? Because yeah. it's the summer, you're not at uni.
And maybe talk to your friends and be like, can we have like a girls' night tonight?
Yeah.
You know, no boys. Let's just have girl time.
Yeah.
Because that would be a
Fun.
Nice thing for them to do as well. Because it's being a third wheel, like every weekend is... rubbish.
That's going to get to you.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be fun.
It's boring for you as well. So.
But also, like, when you go see your boyfriend at the weekend, go out with your boyfriend
with him.
Because you're saying that you're missing him in nightclubs. Go to the nightclub with your boyfriend. Get that out of your system.
Yeah.
You know, kind of dancing, getting a bit drunk with your boyfriend. That's
yeah.
fun. So go for that.
Okay, we're going to finish on more of a lighthearted option here. So this is actually quite funny. So this girl
fun.
Says that... she's speaking to this guy and they have this insane connection.
They've got this chemistry.
But long story short, the guy has the same name as her brother.
Right.
And it makes it kind of weird. It's stressing me out a bit. I don't know whether my self-destructive ass is just looking for an easy way
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Please may you tell me your opinion if you think it's weird
well,
or not.
Well, look, if my boyfriend was called like the name of my dad, I'd be like, ugh.
Well, yeah, if my boyfriend
I'd
was
like,
called
ew.
Cameron, I'd be like, but actually, having said that, okay, my boyfriend's sister's boyfriend.
Yes.
So my boyfriend's sister's boyfriend has the same name as Christian.
Oh, shit.
Or actually, I don't think it's the same name. I think it's Chris, the shortened version.
But sometimes they call him Chris.
I think it's Christopher,
right.
not Christian.
So I think
they're both Chris's. But
right.
I think it's a different type of Chris. And I remember being like, oh, is that a bit weird? Like, Chris.
That is a bit strange. I think it's like, what do you want to do with that name? Like, do you want to scream that name from the, you know, rooftops, you know, when,
yeah, I mean,
you know, you're doing things? Or
I do think it's kind of strange.
I think it's a bit, like, if my boyfriend was called, like, any of my cousin's name even,
yeah.
I'd be like,
ooh.
But like, your dad's name or like your granddad's name, like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's a bit, but they're a whole different human. You don't let him lose out just because of that. Why don't you give him a nickname? Give
nickname.
Him a fun nickname. Like, okay, so let's say...
Because this is like, if my brother's called Cameron.
Yeah.
So if my boyfriend was called Cameron, I always call my brother Cam.
Cam.
So I will call my boyfriend Cameron. Because
yeah,
I never
so
call
different.
My brother Cameron. I
no,
call him Cam.
Yeah,
Cam.
Yeah.
So I would, that's what I mean.
So for example, let's say the name is Alex. Okay. So.
Al.
So say, exactly. So say you call your brother Alex. Call your boyfriend
Al.
Just be like, sorry, I'm going to have to call you Al.
Yeah.
I hope you understand. I know you might not like the nickname,
yeah.
but I hope you understand.
Yeah.
He'll understand.
Or you could just call him Babe. Don't use the name.
Just call Baby.
But I don't often say Christian. Are you
no.
Lewis.
No.
It's shorter
or
names.
Just
it's
like
pet names.
Yeah. You don't necessarily, I'll probably never really say my boyfriend's name
yeah.
out loud.
Christian.
Unless, you know, I'm a bit angry.
Yeah.
Or if I'm whining.
Yeah.
You know, but just yeah, a nice little cute little, what do you call him? Like, you know, cute
Babe.
Little, babe.
Or just call him.
What other pet names? What are like some quirky ones? Some quirky ones. Could be like your own little relationship thing and then you
yeah.
never have to think of his name.
Yeah.
Until the wedding day, maybe.
Yeah. And then it's like, do you...
change his name in your phone as well to just like
yeah.
something else.
Something different.
Something cute.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an issue.
But
you can get by it. I don't think it's make or break.
I get that it's quite weird, but there's ways to get around
yeah.
it.
It depends if they look similar as well.
I don't think they would look similar.
But sometimes, you know, they say you go for,
they
like, your boyfriend.
They do say you go for that.
Who looks like your dad.
They do, which is so weird.
Thinking, yeah, it's very
but
strange.
But thinking about it, I can sort of see the...
Thinking about, but
thinking
it's true.
About
like,
it.
We've not, both of us haven't gone for a completely opposite boy. You know, it'd be weird if, that wouldn't work if I was with a ginger, small, skinny person.
Yeah. What
but then
would it
again,
work? Oh, it wouldn't look like your dad.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I'm thinking. Because I'm thinking where actually it kind of works.
Yeah.
Let's try and think of some. Oh, we got some bad news yesterday.
What?
Apparently David Beckham cheats on Victoria all the time.
Mm.
We have some inside scoop we can't really say.
But
we can't apparently
reveal our
it's
sources.
Legit. Apparently it flies women out all the time and just have sex with them and then sends
that
them back.
That really broke my heart.
Apparently, you know, it's really sad. Apparently it happens.
But she's got a beautiful last name.
Beckham. But Sophia, she's not happy. Victoria can't be happy.
Well, she's got her four kids.
True. But her husband is, you know.
But I think,
he's apparently got lots of love
to be
child
honest,
as well.
She's used to it.
True.
And she's obviously,
it's probably her norm.
She's obviously
yeah.
thought, I'm willing to make the sacrifice. Like, I've got my four kids.
For the image.
I'm in a beautiful, I've got a yeah. lovely lifestyle. Like, I'm willing to just brush it under the rug. Because lots of women are.
Yeah.
Lots of women are.
For the lifestyle.
For the lifestyle, for, you know, whether it be money or whatever, lots of women are, I'm not saying men are always the breadwinners, but just in general, like, lots of women are willing to brush it under the rug.
Such a shame.
It is, but you can't judge. You never know what's going on with these people. You know, you don't know their situation.
I mean, I hope David is faithful and that these rumours aren't true.
Me too.
I really did not see him as the type. I thought he was so committed.
He was a real family man.
David and the kids.
David and the kids.
You know, I like to go home to David and the kids at the weekends.
I really thought,
but
who knows?
David,
anyway,
dirty boy.
We don't need to worry about David Beckham.
No, it just makes us a bit sad sometimes.
It makes us kind of sad, but
we're all right.
I don't think the name's an issue. I think you can definitely work around it, but I get that you think it's a bit weird.
It is weird, but you're fine. But if anything, it's quite fun. Like, it's kind of meant to be. It's like, oh, you've got the same name. It's meant to be.
Yes.
Do you think that's fun? Like, look at it in that way. Like, it's meant to be. Look at this.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
It's a beautiful name. So now that's the end of the episode. I feel like we had some good topics.
Oh, we had some great chats in there.
We all enjoyed that episode. Okay, so we're going to finish on our quote of the week. So this quote, and this is also quite relevant for people who just are very unsure about what they're doing, not sure which direction to go down. So this quote says, direction is so much more important than speed. Some are going nowhere fast. So sometimes, like, you can see people accomplishing things and doing all these things and they're moving so quickly. Yes. And you think, oh, I feel a bit like I'm not really ticking all these boxes.
It's like, say you were losing weight and you see someone is at the end of their weight loss journey. It's looking amazing. But you're only a month in and you're thinking, God, why aren't I there? You can't speed things up.
Yeah.
You're going at your own pace and you'll get there like that person's got there.
Yeah.
You know, you just, you know, if you want to go, you know, it's just all about...
It's all about direction.
Exactly.
And
look,
not,
as long as you're going there, you're still going
there.
You know?
Exactly. It's like the race, you know, the rabbit and the...
Slow and steady wins the race. Remember the hare? He sped on like this.
Yes, he did. And now, what happened to that hare? So did he not win it?
I think he like hurt himself.
Yeah.
Or did he like twist his ankle?
Maybe.
Or something?
I don't know.
Or did he like crash into something?
Ended up winning, didn't
or he? Or he just got out of breath, I think. I don't know if he actually injured himself.
And it was his ankle.
I think he broke his wrist. But I think he was going so fast that he couldn't keep
he
up with himself.
Out.
And then the turtle was just like plodding along. Just won. So slow and steady does win the race. Don't think you have to go at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Straight off the bat, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
You know, if you're still going in that direction, you're fine.
And also, you know, if you're thinking about like starting your own business and you're seeing someone with this huge flourishing business and you're like, gosh, I'm never going to get there.
Yes.
You're going in the right direction.
Exactly.
And that's what it's about. It's not about getting there in 5 months, in three months, in a week.
You've got to start small and you've got to start simple before you can get big. You can't just launch a company. It's like, oh my God, I'm at Pretty Little Things level
and
already.
And it'd be huge.
No.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that takes years and years.
It's all about going in the right direction.
As long as you're profiting and still, you know, working hard at
but
it. And
lots of
you're
people...
making small gains build up to be a massive gain.
Huge.
You know?
Things but also like lots of successful businesses make a lot of loss in their early years.
100%. You've got to fail in order to succeed. And yeah, you don't see a lot of people's failures, you know, on Instagram or whatnot, because people only post their, you know,
high life,
like when you're, you know, having fun, yummy food or, you know, but you don't know you don't know that they cried 10 minutes after they took that snap of their food, you know, or they had, you know, you don't know, you don't see all that. So just know
that was a bit of a tangent there.
A bit of a tangent, but I think it was quite a lovely, deep discussion.
Quite a deep ending to the episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the final boy talk.
Jesus!
That was the last boy talk of season one.
But there is going to be a season two. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. But we still have one more episode, so please join us next Wednesday for the last ever episode. Well, not the last ever.
And if you're coming to the live podcast...
We're so excited!
We'll see you in October because, you know, next step's going to be the last time you're going to hear from us.
Yeah, it is.
On here.
On here.
You want to jump on the YouTubes.
So if you want to be in any dilemmas, please email them to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
And please do follow us on Instagram where we give you loads of updates.
We're going to be keeping you updated.
At the girls' bathroom. And, you know, we post some fun girly quotes and it's all quite
some
pink
fun things
and
on there.
It's all quite girly over there, but it's a great
and
time.
And we might have some fun announcements coming on there, so you should stay tuned, actually.
We're working on something. We're not going to say anything, but we're trying to sort
something
out.
We're trying to make some things happen. So thank you very much for listening. We love you lots.
And we will see you next Wednesday for the final ever episode of season one. Wow.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.